Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Woo! I hope y'all had a great last weekend. Here we are in November already, and a whole lot of things are going on still. A bunch of activities going on, a bunch of events, music all over the place. We've got several things in the show today going on. So, we just hung out this weekend. We had a nice little rainy weekend. So I hope y'all stayed dry, but got out and did some of the activities out there. And I think I'm just going to get on with the show this week. Nothing really exciting this weekend happened usually in the household. We didn't even do Sunday Family Fun Day for crying out loud. So, hey, I'm going to get on with the show. Well, hey. Well, hello, Teresa. What the heck? What's with the long face here? I got a little guest in the house here, Teresa Lawson. What's she got the long face for?
Well, I'm a little bummed. You know, it's colder and rainy, and it's getting dark really early. And there just doesn't seem to be that much going on during the week.
What?
Everybody goes in because it's cold and dark.
Oh, I know some stuff that's going on, in fact.
Yeah, well, Teresa, you obviously haven't heard about the concert KCIW is giving. It's a benefit concert to honor Curry County Volunteers. It will be held on the 28th at 5:30, that's the 28th of this month, at the Grange Hall. KCIW's own Dan Sherman is going to do a comedy routine that he's been working on for months. Steve Harrington, the quintessential guy with the guitar, is going to be starting the festivities, and then he'll be followed by Colin McVeigh of Second Bridge, who is going to do a solo acoustic show. Night Moves with Frankie C. and Troy Spencer Jr. are going to be the closing act. If you haven't heard these guys, you're missing something, and it'll be a real treat to show up. We're going to have pizza and soft drinks. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle. And who knows, that raffle could get to the point where we'll put you in another tax bracket. Make sure you put a couple of bucks in that. This concert is free. That's free to all Curry County volunteers and the disabled. If you have not volunteered, you will be assessed a $10 penance at the door. And you will receive a full pardon. So everybody get out now. That's at 5:30 on the 28th of November at the Grange Hall.
All righty. Well, there you go. I had a couple guests in the house, and now let's get on with the business here. We've got 101 Bar and Grill, where they have Thursdays line dancing and ladies night when you're feeling right, and then Wednesdays and Sundays karaoke. And then, of course, that's at the 101 Bar and Grill. And then coming up here, we got the Catalyst Seafood, where they have the home of the world's longest happy hour. That's right, from Sunday to Thursday. This is from 2 to 6 p.m., all right? And let's see, I don't have any music for them coming up this next weekend, but if you want to give a call there, if they have somebody coming in, they'll let you know. That's at the Catalyst Seafood. Checo Brewing, they got something going on here. Let's see, on the 16th, they've got Frankie C. On the 17th, they've got Rap Brush. On the 18th, Lon Goddard. And on the 24th, Rap Brush. That's happening at the Checo Brewing. Rivers End Sports Bar, where they got something going on every night. They got Monday free pool. Tuesday is Tamale Tuesday and karaoke. Wednesday is 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday is karaoke. Friday is DJ night. And Saturday is the People's Choice. And, of course, Sunday. They got some NFL action going on there. And actually, any kind of sports you want, because after all, it is a sports bar. That's at the River's End Sports Bar. Sebastian's Bar and Grill, where they've got Gilkirk Tickling the Ivories for your dining pleasure, Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. That's at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. And then Vista Pub, coming up here on the 17th, is Frankie C. And then they've got Jazz on Thursdays. And remember, all music starts at the Vista Pub at 7 p.m. And then, hey, formerly Voodoo Lounge is now Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. They're featuring Jeffrey James this weekend on the 18th. So that's what's happening there. Misty Mountain Brewing, you can call them for a musical lineup. They haven't given me a schedule yet. Let's see. Now, if you're in the Grants Pass area, you're stopping into the Laughing Clam. They got music Fridays at 7 to 10 and Saturdays 6 to 9. And coming up this weekend, they got on the 17th, Tim Mitchell and the Beats Working Band. And then on the 18th, Tim Mitchell. And then on the 24th, they got the Beanberry Band coming up. That's at the Laughing Clam in Grants Pass. And then sliding down to beautiful CC by the Sea, we've got the Inateca, where on the 18th, they've got coming in there Shaq Nasty. And then around the corner at Seaquake Brewing, they've got Frankie C playing on the 18th. All right, and then moving right along here, because we got a music-filled week going on weekend here, that's for sure. The Catalyst, we've got some private schedules here. Toni Land will be playing. She did the Catalyst this last weekend. She's going to be playing on the 15th at Fred Meyer Jewelers Diamond event. This is going to be happening at 325 5th Street from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. That's for Toni Land. Rap Brush, Tuesdays he's at Coon Tie from 6 to 8. On Fridays, the Chet Cove Brewing 6 to 8. Okay, so Frankie C., he's at the Coon Ties with Troy Spence doing their Night Moves gig. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. Coon Tie on Mondays. Let's see. And then he's going to be doing it on the 11th and the 25th as well at the Coon Tie Night Moves with Troy Spence Jr. Okay, and Steve Harrington got his schedule here. And let's see. He is playing the Wednesday and Fridays at the Coon Tie from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And, of course, Ray Cornell, the piano man, now playing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Checo Activity Center. Okay, so let's see. And then that In Concert coming up here at KCIW 100.7. That's going to be a good one. Pizza, Music, and Friends. That's right, on November 28th at the Grange at 5:30. Oh, yeah. Okay, hey, we've got coming up here this weekend, Christmas with the King. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Thank you very much. One Night Only, Saturday, November 18th. Buddy Tony LaTorre is going to be doing his Elvis show that he does. Oh, man, if you haven't seen it, it's really a great show. And this time he's going to be doing a little tribute, Christmas with the King. So going to be featuring some of Elvis's great Christmas songs. And a whole lot more. This is happening November 18th, 7:30 p.m. At the Rogue Playhouse. That's 94196 Moore Street in Gold Beach. Tickets are $15. And advance tickets are recommended. They're available at Gold Beach Books. That's right. Christmas with the King. Let me see. Oh, hey, yeah. That's right. Here's time for the cultural part of the show here where we do our poetic license. That's right. This month, I've been featuring some really good, Thanksgiving poems, we're going to call them. A bunch of them have been turkeys, actually. But hey, they've been really good. And I got one more for this week. So here goes. This one is entitled Thanksgiving. The year has turned its circle. The seasons come and go. The harvest is all gathered in, and chilly north winds blow. Orchards have shared their treasures, their fields, their yellow grain. So open wide the doorway. Thanksgiving comes again. All right, so there you go. Not on the humorous side of the last ones, but hey, but right to the point. So I hope you enjoyed this week's cultural Taking Poetic License. That's right. Got to have a little culture in the show. Oh, yeah, coming up here, we've got the 23rd Annual Festival of the Trees happening on the 17th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. and the 18th from 9:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. This is happening at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds Main Hall. This annual tradition is sponsored by Crescent City Emblem Club number 175. Locals donate decorated Christmas trees. The public can then purchase opportunity tickets for the chance to take home the tree of their choice. Tickets are available at McFerrin's or at the door. Tree viewing is Friday, November 17th, 2 to 7, and Saturday, November 18th, starting at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, there will be entertainment and a $15 per person luncheon served at noon. Proceeds go to local charities, Wounded Warriors, and scholarships. For more information, you can call Linda at 707-464-4241. All right, the 23rd Annual Festival of the Trees. Tis the season. Oh, yeah, and the Insider of Southern Oregon, we got a little contest going on. That's right, it's What Christmas Means to You. So, hey, thought at the Insider, we thought it would be fun to get an insight on what Christmas means to the kids in the area. So, all children between ages 5 and 15 are invited to write an essay using 100 to 200 words on what Christmas means to them. The contest will end on 11/24/17. So make sure you get your submissions in early. The winner will have their entry put in the December issue of The Insider of Southern Oregon and receive a $25 gift certificate from Del Norte Office Supply, home of one of the largest toy and gift selections in the area, that's for sure. To enter the contest, either email your essays to CaptainCurry1@hotmail.com or snail mail them to Insider of Southern Oregon, P.O. Box 271, Brookings, Oregon, 97415. Yeah, come on, send me in some essays there. I want to hear what Christmas means to you. It's going to be good fun. All right. Oh, hey, here we go now. Something I'm surprised Jim Newman didn't show up himself, but I'm going to represent for him. That's right. They're doing Stage Lights is having a music equipment fundraiser sale. This is a recovery from the Checco Bar fire fundraiser, pretty much. You know, if you recall back when they did that Wild Rivers concert going on, that was right at the weekend of the fires hitting hard here, and they got hit hard without anybody really showing up. It was hard to breathe around that area. So what they're doing is a fundraiser here at the Grange, November 18th at 10 a.m. They're asking the community for donations of instruments, music supplies, sheet music, etc., that they in turn can sell in order to regroup from the fire. So there you go. If you want to help out the cause, Stage Lights, then make sure and get to the Grange November 18th at 10 a.m. with your items or be ready to buy some items. There you go. Win-win situation. All right. Hey, we've got the Mushroom Identification Workshop in Curry County. Going to be coming here. Southwestern Oregon Community College is hosting Mushroom Identification Workshops in Brookings and Port Orford. The workshops are scheduled to meet November 17th and 18th in Brookings and November 18th and 19th in Port Orford. The class will be taught by mycologist Bob Birch. Positive identification of local edible and non-edible species, as well as favorable locations, preparation, and preservation methods will be covered during the evening lecture. The group will participate in a field trip the next day to hunt for wild mushrooms. After the field trip, students will have an opportunity to taste the mushrooms. Registered students may bring mushrooms to the class for identification. So the Brookings class is scheduled to begin with a lecture from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday, November 17th at Southwestern's Curry campus, followed by a field trip from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 18th. Okay, the Port Orford class will begin with a lecture from 6 to 9 on Saturday, November 18th at the Port Orford City Hall and the Council Chambers, followed by a field trip from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday, November 19th. So that's Mushroom Identification Workshops in Curry County. Okay, now we've got the 48th Annual Holiday Bazaar going on, hosted by the Wild Rivers Animal Rescue. This is happening November 17th at 3 p.m. and November 18th at 9 a.m. It's at the Event Center on the beach, 29392 Ellensburg Avenue in Gold Beach. Calling all crafters, they will be participating in this year's Holiday Bazaar. They need your handmade crafts. You can drop off donated handmade crafts at Wild Rivers Animal Shelter at 29921 Airport Way in Gold Beach. If you would like to donate some handmade crafts, please call the shelter and let them know. 541-247-2514. All proceeds benefit the animals. So good cause going on there. Hey, we got coming up, Elk Valley Casino presents Jackson Michelson. He's going to be playing there on Saturday, November 25th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Rising country artist Jackson Michelson is coming to Elk Valley. Born in Corvallis, Oregon, Jackson Michelson kicked off his career on the West Coast. He created a sound that combined country from the South and the feel-good spirit of the Pacific Coast. Michelson spent years on the road and opened for artists such as Lee Bryce, Blake Shelton, and Frankie Ballard. Now with the record deals, he's singing about the good life he's built for himself and continues to grow with his audience. Doors are at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available November 6th at theelkvalleycasino.com and at the cashier's cage for $20. You must be 21 or older to attend. Okay, so here, coming up, Curry Public Library events in November. Okay, they've been featuring Children's Storytime on Thursdays at 10:15 a.m. Storytime is an energy-packed hour of stories, activities, and crafts. And then coming up here Tuesday, November 14th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., it's an introduction to Libby. Library Director Jeremy Skinner will give participants an introduction to the new app Libby from Overdrive. This app is more user-friendly and has more features than the previous Overdrive app. Participants will learn about this improved functionality and as well as how to download and set up Libby. All right, that's a mouthful on Monday morning. Oh, and remember, they got trivia night going on Thursday, November 16th at 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you can join them there at the public library. There will be a $5 buy-in for each participant, with the winning team taking the pot. Teams and individuals welcome, teams of no more than six. For more information, please call the library at 541-247-7246. Okay, also coming up this weekend is the first annual Oreganja Fest. That's right, Santa Claus, Inc. Jr.'s first annual Oreganja Fest, happening November 18th and 19th. The gates open at 11 a.m. Day pass is $25. The weekend pass is $40. This is happening at the Southern Oregon Koi Keepers at 24298 Carpenterville Road. This is heading out towards the Pistol River area. There's going to be dinner party, giveaways, the Southern Oregon Cannabis Cup, toy drive, and featuring live music from Inhale. You must be 21 or older to attend. I understand there will also be a beer wagon there and food, of course. So there you go. That's happening this weekend, the 18th and 19th, the first annual Oreganja Fest. Okay, and this is the last Thursday this will be happening here. The Checo Activity Center has been celebrating the 30th anniversary Thursday nights with dinner and bingo. November 16th will be the last Thursday, so it'll be a $10 dinner with a different menu. I'm not sure what the menu is. It's been different each Thursday, but they have baked goods available for sale, bingo for fun and prizes. There's a drawing for a 2018 membership each Thursday, and tickets available for $1 each, or 12 tickets for $10. The remaining tickets from each drawing will be saved, and there will be a grand prize drawing for a lifetime membership at Thanksgiving dinner fundraiser. For more info, call 541-469-6822. It's the last one this Thursday. Hey, Elk Valley Casino presents a very merry quarter craze for Santa's Workshop. This is hosted by Party Girls of Del Norte and Curry County Quarter Craze Benefit Auctions. This is happening Wednesday, November 15th from 5:30 p.m. to 8:45. Elk Valley Casino would like to invite the public to come out and help support a wonderful organization. Bring a stocking stuffer and or wrapping paper for a chance at the Magic Paddle. Dress festive and get a second chance at the Magic Paddle. Vote on Best Vendor Table. Dinner available for $10. It's chicken Alfredo, salad, dessert, and beverage. $10 up, ages 18 and over. Let's give Santa's Workshop a big boost for the holiday. That's the quarter craze going on there at Elk Valley Casino here on the 15th. Okay, come enjoy some fun family time at a free game night hosted by Casper and the Checco Community Grange. This is happening November 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The Grange is located at 97895 Shopping Center Avenue in Harbor. This is not a drop-off event. Children must be accompanied by an adult. All families are welcome. You do not need to have participated in Casper in the past or to be a Grange member. There will be free chili hot dogs, free popcorn, free cookies, free drinks, free coffee from the Bell & Whistle Coffee House, and games for all ages. Earn tickets for game participation and use them to try and win prizes. There are over $100 in prizes, including iTunes, gift cards, toys, games, and more. So this is happening. Well, let's see. They got 5:30 to 6 o'clock, hot dogs are served. 6 to 7 to games. 7 to 7:30, there are refreshments and a break. Then 7:30 to 8:15, more games. 8:15 to 8:30, they got prize drawing. So no registration necessary, but please RSVP on this event because there's limited space and food available on a first-come, first-served basis. If you'd like to donate prizes for the night, please message Casper or email Casper at casper.brookings@gmail.com. Okay, another how bizarre, a holiday bazaar going on at the Curry County Fairgrounds. This must be the season for bazaars. This is at 29392 Ellensburg Avenue in Gold Beach. It's hosted by Trista Donaldson, VIP Scentsy Group. This is November. See, from 3 p.m. to, November 17th at 3 p.m. and November 18th at 4 p.m. So that's another holiday bazaar. Hey, they got a monthly dog wash presented by the Wild River Animal Rescue is happening this Saturday at the 18th at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 29921 Airport Way in Gold Beach, Oregon. So, hey, go ahead and get Fluffy washed this weekend and help the Wild River Animal Rescue out while you're at it. Okay, the Brookings Harbor Lions Club presents the Nature's Coastal Holiday Festival of Lights at Azalea Park. This happens every year. There's going to be over 500,000 lights transforming Azalea Park, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. nightly. Opening night is November 24th. Closing night is December 31st. There's a $2 for adults charge, and kids under 12 are free. So you can go to naturescoastalholiday.com for a lot of information and pictures on that. Good times. All right. Hey, we got Funk Night at the Ox with Soul Vibrator happening November 17th from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Okay, hey, we've got Getting Metaphysical with the Ladies at Gypsies. That's right. We've got a little class schedule for them going on here in the Insider of Southern Oregon. And let's see, coming up on Saturday, November 18th, they have the Hand and Nail Analysis going on from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This class explains how your hands and nails show weakness in your body. You can learn to read people's hands and nails. So there you go. You need to check that out. That's going to be happening on the 18th. On the November 20th, they've got Messages from the Masters at 2 p.m. And then on the 25th, they've got Living in 5D Part 2. This is the second part to the 5D class. It covers cutting cords, heart linking, heart communication, and more. It gives you techniques that will come in handy now and in the future. And then also on Saturday, November 25th, they have the Singing Bowl going on. And then on the 26th, they got the Drumming and Toning going on at 3 p.m. Everyone is invited to participate in drumming and toning. Please, no crystal bowls. Bring your drums, rattles, flutes, and yourself. Okay, if you want more information, you can call Phyllis at 317-408-7970 or call Gypsies at 541-813-1882. That's Getting Metaphysical with the Ladies at Gypsies. Let's see, all kinds of stuff going on here. We got the Drum Circle for the Vets and Their Families, veterans at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Building, 810 H Street in Crescent City, November 18th from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can join them for another free-of-charge drum circle with Mambo Hernandez. Hand drums and percussion instruments will be provided. You contact Tanaka for more information at 707-464-1336. Or Danaka at harborside.com. All right, the Seroptimus International of Crescent City is presenting the Holiday Artisan Fair. This is happening Sunday, November 19th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Building, located at 810 H Street in Crescent City. This is their annual Holiday Artisan Fair. 40 vendors and tons of items on hand for your shopping pleasure. The Holiday Artisan Fair is a place to greet old friends and meet new ones. And then we got the Curry County Family Focus Meetings happening here. If you are a parent, relative, foster parent, and or guardian of a child between the ages of 0 and 6 and live in Curry County, they would like to hear your thoughts on current services and community activities for young children and how to improve services for families in Curry County. Care Connections, Pathways to Positive Parenting, and Healthy Families Oregon will be hosting a family focus meeting in Curry County on Thursday, November 16th, 2017, to address these concerns. These three organizations, which are part of the Southwestern Oregon Community College, will give a brief presentation about the services they provide and mediate on open forum discussion to identify ways to help meet community needs. There will be three different sessions in the following locations. Port Orford Langlois, there will be 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Port Orford Library. That's at 1421 Oregon Street, Port Orford. There will be free breakfast snacks will be provided from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. In Gold Beach Agnes, there will be 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Curry Public Library, located at 94341 3rd Street in Gold Beach. Free pizza will be provided from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Let's see, Brookings Harbor, they'll be 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brookings Head Start, which is located at 420 Redwood Spur in Brookings. Free pizza will be provided from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. There is no cost and pre-registration is not required. First 25 participants at each location will receive a free swag bag, and all participants will receive free children's book and informational resources. Please contact Care Connections at qualitychildcare@socc.edu for questions or more information. Also, thank you to their sponsors at the Curry County Library System and Head Start for making these events possible. That's the Curry County Family Focus Meetings going on there. All right. Well, hey, you know what? Running out of stuff here, but I did want to give a shout out here that, you know, we're still looking for producers, editors, looking for anybody behind the scenes for sure at KCIW. We could use the help big time here. Yeah, if you're like into that sort of thing, you hear it every once in a while when you're listening on the radio, and it's true. We need help. So I'm going to sit here and spend a minute or two telling you what's up, because if you, even if you have a show that you would like to do, it would be great to have another show on the air as well. But yeah, we really need a lot of help. These guys are getting overloaded around here, and if you're just sitting around and you want to volunteer your time, KCIW LP 100.7 FM, otherwise known as the little station that could, is the place to come donate your time. That's for sure. We need you big time. So all you got to do is, if you're interested, is go to kciw.org, and all the info will be there to get you right on track with being with our little team here. It's a great time. Okay. Well, hey, you know what? That's it. I just wanted to get that out there, and that's it. I got no more. I want to remind y'all to, hey, check out all the other shows after my show on KCIWLP 100.7 FM. Just keep your dial here, and you will be entertained all day long. And hey, this Insider Report, you can also, it and a few other shows are on KCIW.org. All you got to do is go there, click onto the shows, and listen to them at your leisure, anytime you like, to any of the shows that are on there, which there's a there's got to be like 300 or something on there now, so you could be listening all day long. So, hey, also I want to remind you to tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the focus on British singing sensation Dusty Springfield. Hey, see schedule for days and times and check out the other great shows on kciw.org. Until next week, this is Bruce, son of a preacher man, Ellis, signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get. And hey, I'll see you out there.
Music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.